Good morning, it's past week's daf, daf ches, in Maseches Ksubis. Right, daf ches is where the Gemara talks about Birchas Chasanim, Birchas Erisin, daf zayin on beis. So we'll talk about that a little bit today. There's something taka important in this limud. You know, in general, the general outlook. That we know that our rabbeim have taught us that a person has to always be conducting himself using his seichel. Seichel, when the seichel is turned on, right, wants to know, wants to understand. Many things are done pretty much by rote, without seichel at all. Pretty much, I would say it's safe to say that when most people are present by a chuppah, that the seichel button is not really on over there, and it's just the route is happening. Right, make bracha, amen. You sing here, you just sing there. You know, it's all almost like a kindergarten going on. Right, you know, but most people are not even. Right. So Baruch Hashem, we have a chance to open the Gemara, and when we learn a piece of Gemara, right, that much already we have trained ourselves in the Gemara mode to open our minds, and even things that we are familiar with, but we have a chance to revisit them and, you know, either put some seichel into it in the first place, or upgrade our seichel level in these things, right? So in as much as everyone probably knows all these brachas by heart, and right, but when we start thinking a little about them, we realize that we really have no idea what we're saying over here. Why are we saying these things? So, you know, even if we're not going to get all the answers to everything, but the mere fact that we're opening up our minds and our approach in general and specific, that in itself is an unbelievable accomplishment. Rabbi Yoni says in a place that a true chacham is not someone that has wisdom, but a true chacham is someone that appreciates wisdom. Someone has a tshuka for wisdom, the bikush. Right? That's the true chacham. So it's possible that we could have someone who happens to have been blessed with a good mind, and you know, he just happens to remember everything and things like that, but doesn't really appreciate it so much. Right? So it could be that he has a lot of information in his mind, and someone would ask him a question, he'll be able to answer. But that's not necessarily what his driving force in life is. He just happens to have that function. That he has, you know, that he has a good absorption system, but you know, it's possible that the pleasure that he gets maybe from, you know, from a good hamburger is better than you know, than the chacham that he has. Whereas he could have someone that maybe wasn't blessed with that kind of mind, but he appreciates chachma and he's a mavakish. He needs to understand. It might be hard for him to come by it. Maybe it's hard for him to understand, but that's where his drive is. That's the true chacham.
I just know there's chacham, chayim, and chas. They're all the same gematria.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Uh-huh. Chacham, chayim, and chas.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hashem and Rachamim, that's why we have Chaim, because the world couldn't hold the din, so he made Rachamim Chas, so you have Chaim. Anyways, and you also have Chacham.
So, mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's probably probably the same thought, right? Baruch Shem had Rachmanis and gave us Chochmah. Right? That shows how important it is. Chaim. Chaim is really dependent on Chochmah. True Chaim, right? Someone that, you know, lives without Chochmah, it's not really living the level of life that the Baruch Shem wanted to grant to us. So let's see over here. We'll start on Zayin on Beis. Let's first. The Gemara first talks about the Birchas Erusin, the bracha which is made in conjunction with Erusin. Erusin is the kedushin. Yishin niknis b'shoyish tzedrachim. Here, so the Gemara says, "Ma mevorich." What is the bracha? The Gemara says, "Rovim baravado, Rabba baravado, Tava mishmed Rabbi Yehuda amrin." They both said over Kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda. The bracha is as follows: "Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Pesach with a Baruch Hashem Kedushanu B'mitzvoisov." Similar to our standard Bikas Hamitzvos, "Vitzivonu Al Ha'aroyes." This tzivui is really a little different than the positive tzivuyim that we have by Birkas HaMitzvahs. All Birkas HaMitzvahs that we make is a mitzvah's essay. V'tzivonu al ha'aroyos v'osal anas ha'arusos. After the Shem speak out that tzivonu al ha'aroyos, that's tako the raisim. The Parsha of Arayas. Now, the truth of the matter is that we learned Yevomos. So there are Arayas Rabban Shnius, right? Is also included in Arayas is the Haysofos that Chazal gave. For all Salona es Harusos, all Salona es Harusos means kipshuta means like this. I mean, it wasn't nischadish in Isser with after an isha becomes an arusa. It refers to a general Isser that is even by a pnuya, and the heter doesn't come with erusin itself. That's a din drabonon. Erusin really should be matter midaraisa. Also, lana es arusa is. That even though there's erusin, but that is not going to create, is not going to give a full heter. But also on as harusa is when did Chazal permit the heter lano as an asua is aide chuba v'kiddushin. The kiddush in the Gemara is without the lano. I think our minig is. And a Swiss lono. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Look Rashi. For also lono sarusis, midrabonon, shagozu al yichud shel pnuya. That's what Rashi's saying, right? So the Isser that we're talking about over here is a general Isser. Goes well. Even al yichud hapnuya, va'af arusa lo hitiru al shedikonis l'chupa. Right, so that the arusa, she was bechlal the iser of pnuya, which really should have become, I don't know, should have, but could have become mutter with aidei erusin. Va'af arusa lo hitiru al shedikonis l'chupa. Right, Chazal, that iser is not removed. Actually, the kones lechupa over bracha with the birkas nesuin. The precious kalab le bracha asur lebay le kenida. That's lashon of Chazal. That's referring to the even though she's a kala, but until after the birkas erishin asur lebay le kenida.
So you say bebracha, meaning you don't need birchas chasanim, only the birchas eris?
I think it's referring to. I think that is birchas chasanim. I mean, yeah, till then, right.
Mm-hmm.
I would think so. Now, Zokrashi, v'adrabon nami mevochen. Now that we're saying that we're referring to an iser drabon, and that's really beikar what's happening right now, right? Which is relevant to us, right? You know, the iser harayis is not something which is relevant to us now, even though that's mentioned in the bracha. So the bracha is specifically referring to the that's Rabbonon. Zokrashi Vadbonamim Vochim Vitzivonu. The Vitzivonu could also refer, not even if it's not a deraisa, Vitzivonu is also an appropriate term. V'osalonu k'da'ashechon b'ner Chanukah. I think more itself over there tells us that Ner Chanukah, which primarily is a mitzvah drabonan, but this that the Torah tells us leisoser to adhere to the rabbonans, so that's what it means. So v'tzivonu inochanami, asher k'dishonu is referring to bracha to Hashem v'tzivonu, right? It's taka etzivonu. So even though the actual mitzvah is drabonon, but in this that the Torah says that we should listen to the takanas chazal, that's the v'tzivonu. Zok Rashi v'hitir lonu es nishoisenu hanesunos lonu aide chuba v'kidushin. So v'hitilonu es hanesuos and aidei nesuin, right? V'hitilonu es hanesuos aidei chuba v'kiddushin, that through the process of chuba v'kiddushin, and like Rashi mentioned, that it's referring to whatever comes along with it, so therefore the bracha is also included in that. So that's the bracha that we're making over here, right? A birkas. It's a Birkas Erisin. So that's just the translation, simple translation of the bracha. Now it's Yodua. And as far as the categories of different brachas, right? This is part of the Shas Katan of Subas, that evening Subas we have I'll touch and we'll see a little more in the Hemshech HaDvarim as far as the Hilchos Brachos, categories of different Brachos, which are found in different places in Shas. It is known that the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam is talking about when the bracha should be made, the Birkas Erisin we're talking about right now. Birkas Erisin. The Rambam says as follows, Kol mekadesh isha bein adiyas bein adi shliach, tzorch levorich koidem hakidushim. The Rambam says the bracha should be made before. Vayhu oi shluchai, v'acha kach mekadesh, k'derech shem vorechim kodem kol ha-mitzvus. In the manner that we make a bracha on all mitzvus.
Which
is the bracha which we just said in the Gemara? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kol Makadosh Ish. At the next halacha, he speaks out what the bracha is. But he's referring to this bracha. So we know that Chazal tells us that brachas have to be made over La Siyosan. Over La Siyosan means before, right? All the that we make when we, you know, put on our tefillin, our talis, lulav, right? We make the bracha beforehand, and then immediately we're mekayim the mitzvah. So the Rambam says that this is similar to all mitzvahs. That this bracha over here is a birkas mitzvah, shek and shana b'mitzvah yisov. That's what it is. There might be an arichus over here of what of the words that were chosen over here, but primarily that's what this bracha is. This is a berachas hamitzvahs, the bracha of making a mitzvahs kedushin. Therefore, it has to be done over l'asi yosan. Rambam says, "Vim kiddush v'loy birich." Let's say the bracha was not made before, and he made the kedushin, and you realize that you made mistakes. You want to make the bracha now. Rambam says, "Vim kiddush v'loy birich lo yivorech acha kedushin." So that bracha v'atolam. Mashenase tarnase. Bracha can't be made afterwards. Right, so that's the shita of Rambam, that the bracha is done before, in the same manner as all birkas hamitzvahs. The Ravid over here, and which is really our minhag, right, is not like that. Ein onu oimrim kein, el mekadesh v'achakach mevorech. He's talking about the order primarily. That's what he's coming to argue about. Right, and he says that no, that the proper thing to do is to first make the kiddushin, the erusin, and then make the bracha. V'hatam, the reason for that, mipnei shadavar toli b'das acherim. Being that the accomplishment of this mitzvah is not really in the hands of the mekadesh, it's not totally up to him. Shem timoshe chayish v'leisitz l'kabel hari habracha v'atolo. So he said like that, being that the accomplishment is not up to him, so we're to make a bracha now, and she decides to back out, decides not to follow through, so then the bracha is bracha batol, because it's not going on in mitzvah, because no mitzvah was in this kayim. So the Ravid, so therefore says the Ravid that the bracha over here was niskin afterwards, because only then could we be sure that the mitzvah will be done, that the bracha will be chal on the mitzvah. Now the mashmoyis of the Ravid would be that he agrees primarily that it's a birkas hamitzvahs, but he's saying he's giving us just a guideline in this, that Chazal said that you make a bracha over l'asi yosan. That's only possible. That was only said. That was established on mitzvahs, which is in your control to accomplish. So that's the proper way to make the bracha before, and then you mekayim the mitzvah. But in certain situations that you can't make it before. One of the reasons is like you're saying, because it's not up to you. You're not guaranteed that after making the bracha you'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Is if for such a mitzvah, then the takana of the bracha over there was specifically to be done afterwards, after that's ensured that you have the mitzvah. Now there are other mitzvahs that the Gemara talks about, or other mitzvah, that the bracha is done afterwards. Also because of for different reasons why specifically that mitzvah beforehand it can't be done. So the takana there was that the bracha should be made afterwards. So that's what the rabbi would seem to be saying. So the rabbi sounds like he's agreeing that the category, the type of bracha over here is the birkas hamitzvahs. And it just is a machlekes over here whether the takana, when the bracha should be made, is that go according to all other birkas hamitzvahs, that there's no evil asiyosin over here, it's made beforehand, or in this situation the takana was afterwards. There's a rosh over here, right? And so the rosh Rosh seems to question the premise whether it's a birkas hamitzvahs at all. Brings proofs why not, and the Rosh over here, if you want to see, it's on the bottom of this, of the first column in Simen Yud Beis. The Rosh says as follows. bracha zu nesakne los de shevach hakadosh baruch hu. The bracha actually over here is what we call a berachas hashvach, not berachas hashevach. Do you see that? Yeah, see, if you look in the Rosh, in the first parak, it's if you look in Simen Yud Beis. Simen Yud Beis. Simen Yud Beis.
And how far do you?
It's pretty. It's close to the bottom. It's three lines from the bottom.
What are the first words?
The word first. There's a little dot over there. Ubrachazu nisakna. Do you have that? Maybe not all editions have the. Oh, you have a little different through there.
Let's say Shavach LaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that where it is? That's what he's saying, I was just getting to the main words, right? Oh, here, I got it, okay, totally, yeah, fine. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Okay, so I'm picking up at the end, and he says, Brachas Nesak Nalos Shavach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rosh is categorizing this mitzvah not as a birchas hamitzvahs, but it's a birchas hashvach. Right, that's another category of mitzvahs that we have. Praising the Rabbi Shalom. Brachas unesak nos the shevach hakadosh baruch hu asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav. It's we're being shabbat the Rabbi Shalom that he was Mekadosh us with his mitzvahs, Yivlomen ha'amim, he separated us from the other nations. Tivon lo kadosh isho hamuteres lono v'loy achas min harayis. And Baruch Hashem said to us that we should be Mekadosh. We should make a kedushin, a kinyan, on the isho which is muteres lono. That's for us lono sa'aroyis. V'his kiru boy. Isser Arusa is Fahet and Suois. Bechuba Bekidushin. Now, says the Rosh like this, that this that we mention over here, this addition of Osalona as Harusa, so the Iker, the Rosh says, is really Asher Kedushan Suois Vitzonah Harois. That's the Broch, that's the Shvach, that the Baruch Hashem was Mekadish Os. Concerning marriage in Yonim, first from separated us from the rest of the world, that we have special limitations, guidelines, which creates a kedusha, a sanctity in mishpacha, and that's something which is very fundamental in the hashkof and the outlook of Klal Yisrael, the inyan of mishpacha is a concept of kedusha. It's something taka which kedai just to mention. You know, we live in Golus, living amongst goyim, Baruch Hashem, that. And we live in a place that a lot of from Yidden, and we're not necessarily living on top of the goyim. But nevertheless, we know that the effects and the influences make their way in, and this is kind of something which is very much worthy to contemplate from time to time, that this idea that Klal Yisrael specifically. V'kidishonu v'tzivonu al ha'aroyos, that concept, that idea, the kedusha of of Klal Yisrael, Ben Ish LeIshtoi, Mishpocha. What is the purpose? What's the approach? Very different from that of the Umas Ha'olam. And to realize that we have to try to fend off the hashpa at today. It's revealed to us really what lies within the roots of the ideas and the outlooks of the Umas Ha'olam. I might have thought that these things are maybe Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Canaan. It's not relevant to us, and that's maybe which allowed maybe a the separation from the Goyim to be a little bit weakened. So on the one hand, Baruch Hashem, that it's being revealed the outlooks and thoughts, what's behind the Umas Ha'olam, and that really should be a chizik for us to realize that how much of a tayeva their entire approach is, and for us to run away at a high speed to keep our distance, because we shouldn't think that, well, it's only by these fanatics or foolish people. It's just different levels. But it's what a different outlook, unfortunately, could bring to Klal Yisrael. It's Kulei Kedusha. Kulei Kedusha means that it's part of Avodas Hashem. It brings us closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. What our interest and our desire and our motivating force is to bring Kedusha, Mishpacha. That's what it's all about. It's a spiritual concept. I know, and by the Welt, it's a materialistic idea, no different than eating in a restaurant. but by us, it's something else, and therefore, to realize that when we attend the chasna and the chuppah, what's really happening over here is a step in the service of the Ribono Shel Olam. We're creating a situation of kedusha, creating a situation of aliyah. That's really what it is. Maybe might have to try to maintain the focus, as we spoke before. That maybe, today things are distress is on other things, but really to realize that the truth of the matter is that the whole production which is going on by a chasana is really what we're doing is that such a special thing deserves such a performance. That's what it is. There's some very special going on. Like all things, like many times we get caught up with the outer trappings of things, and we put the focus on the wrong things, and the focus is on the food, on the dancing, on the band. That's not really where it is. Right? Where it is the chub of the kedushin. That's really what's happening, and this step by Klal Yisrael, that we have such a celebration, is because that is worthy of celebration. But of course, if the stress and the focus ends up on other things, it's sort of missing the point. All right, so this goes into what we mentioned at the beginning, that certain things that for whatever reason, we don't not focusing, not using our koyach haseichel to delve into what's really going on, and we sort of get caught up in the superficial idea, superficial things that are going on, and that somehow takes over. Okay, that's it's a test. It's something that we have to try to catch, train ourselves. You know, with the time, you know, we should have many, many more opportunities, many more chasnas to go to, and try to develop this. It's possible that you have two people that are doing mamash the same thing. Two people are dancing, holding hands, dancing together. One person, you know, he's having a good time. You know, another person is bim sameh chasn v'kala. You know, it's an amazing thing. You know, right. Right, and you know, when you're sitting down eating the soup, also the same idea. Some person is just you know having a free restaurant meal, you know. Right, then another person is partaking in the Simchas Chosim V'Kal. Just doing the same thing. You don't see any difference. But the question is, like, where's the focus? What's going on over here? Why is everyone here? Why are we all so happy? What is it? Is it because we're getting a good piece of food to eat, right? It's because we came, you know, some good music going on over here, right? You know, is that what it is? Yeah, right. Okay, so just a little bit of thought, but this is like many of those things that and many times, maybe even. You know, after it's over, think back a little bit, and maybe feel bad a little bit without putting the stress in the proper thing. But then, you know, it repeats itself again. Right? So we have to be able to accomplish something and to reset ourselves. Right? This is an area where the outcome, you know, has going to a chasna, particularly in a chasna, it could be something which could bring great benefit, spiritual benefit, to those who participate, or you know, it could come out otherwise, right? Like they say, it's like Purim, you know, like Purim. If you do it properly, you know, it could be a great aliyah. Unfortunately, that the possibility of otherwise is also very, very prevalent. You know, that's what they call the zelum hazeh, right? In any situation that there is high spiritual possibility, then there's equally on the other side other things. Right? So we should have siyata d'shmayim to be able to focus, to see the true essence of it. And as we're saying, not merely in the participation of this specific chasana, but it shouldn't make a roshim on ourselves that you know what the truth of a chasana is. Not something which just happens and ends. Right? It's a beginning. It's a beginning. It's starting a beginning in a ruchnistic in a spiritual way. Which that should be the direction, it should only grow. Okay. So we're saying over the Rosh, and the Rosh is telling us that the bracha of Birkas Erisin is a Birkas Hashvach. Right? That's what it is. It's a Birkas Hashvach. So we definitely could have this idea in mind. Now the Rosh explains, so the Birkas Hashvach is really primarily in the beginning with Tzivon Al HaRoyes. The Rosh says, V'hizkiru boi Yisr HaRusis V'hete Nesuis B'chupa V'kidushin Shlo Yita Adam Loima Shehabrocho Shol Kidushin Nesakna L'hatiru Loi. Persians shouldn't think that the Brocho on Kidushin, which we're making right now, that's what creates the heter. The kaches kiru chupa. The reason why, what the Rosh wants to know over here is that why we mention chupa if we're making an erisin right now. The kaches kiru chupa. Learn the dafka because chupa here my teres akalum. With that, the Rosh says that the translation of the bracha that we end off in the chasima, ulhochi na mehikdimu chupa lekidushin. Right, aydei chupa vekidushin, hamekadesh aydei chupa vekidushin. The order seems to be reversed. Aydei chupa vekidushin, kedushin really is first. Ulhochi na mehikdimu chupa lekidushin, loymar vehite lono esenosuvis. That's what we're coming to say, right? That and the heter is first after the chuppah. Is that we're coming right now to make the birkas kiddushin, Right, that's the translation over here. Okay, so that's what the Rosh says. Right, it's a berachas hashvach. Okay, and we pointed out, right, to realize and appreciate that it's something which is worthy of shvach.
In Yehuda, they used to be miyachid after Erison, and since they used to be miyachid after Erison, it says that they even allowed, or they did, bia during that period between Erison and Nesuin. Did they make different brachas there? Because the brachas we say v'hita lanas and Nesuas aydei chuba v'kedusha. Did they say something different? I don't know.
Maybe they don't need the word chuba there.
They don't need the word Nesuas even.
They didn't even wear chuppah. They don't. Also, the belt. That's why it says chuppah before kiddushin. But that's a different question. They should have said chuppah. Yeah. Right. So that whole the hanhoga in Yehuda is something which not so clear by me. Exactly what it was. It doesn't sound like the plan is supposed to be that he's supposed to be Baaleho. Not sure what exactly.
I read in the notes that it's just they should be together just to become more comfortable.
Right, the gospel. That's what that's what it says.
Right? Gospel.
But it didn't say the Farish.
No, it says the Farish. It says the Farish that they did during that period also.
I mean, there was a possibility, right? And I don't think that was the intention.
Well, if Bia was Asa, then they would have said Yichud is Asa.
One more time, if what?
If Bia is Asa during that time between Erison and Suan, then they would have said Yichud is also Asa.
Well, I mean, they. I don't understand so well is that it sounds like that the point was not that he should be Baaleho. That's not the point. So why did they make the brachas in order to be matir? Elamai, because that's something that's not. No, it seems to have created a situation which put the chosin into a position that it would have been hard for him to hold himself back. So if there would have been an iser, then he would have been over that iser. But even though that the idea really wasn't that he should be Baaleho. So maybe on the contrary, don't make the brachas, he won't be Baaleho, right? But
They made the brachas of Shara brachas by Erison, right?
Right.
Only in Yehuda.
Mm-hmm. But
did they make the bracha of Erison different though? That was not what I was asking. The words of the lashon, the
nusa.
The nusa. Thank you.
Well, maybe let's go back. What was the takan? Meaning, it says that they said that you can't have Yehud between a panu and a panuya. That was by David the Melech, right?
Right.
Okay. So was it one takana that you also can't have yichud with your arusa at the same time?
They well, one
takana all together. That's at Mashman Rashi that way.
Once it's Erison, they're married.
Okay, so
Erisin is marriage.
Yeah, but I think what we see over here is that didn't that wasn't matter the iser pnuya. Right, it's still what's the iser?
V'oslonus arusus. What's the
iser? What the, it's that iser. That's what it is.
The iser gavramach the panah
l'chayru.
Right. Now, maybe the way they made it is they said once you can't have yichud being between a panu and a panuya. Once you're an arusa, you can't have yichud with your arusa until you make shavu brachas. And we're going to make shavu brachas by the chuppah when you do nesuin. So, because otherwise, if they made the takana the other way, how could they go against the takana? If the takana was you can't have yichud between an arusa with your arusa. How can they go against it? How does making shavu brachas help to get around it?
So what are you trying to say? You're trying to say that the takana was once shavu brachas are made, then there's no issur anymore?
Let's go back. I assume the reason that they did all this is they didn't want that she should be kal. They wanted that you're going to make a commitment to her. You make a kasuba, you bring her into your house, you're supporting her, and you don't just have a bia and divorce her from Erison. Right? I assume that was what
they brought her into the house by Erison and Yehuda?
No.
You're referring to who's takon?
That you couldn't be with an arusa. I assume the reason is because they didn't want you to have a bia with your arusa and then divorce her.
Okay.
Okay. Wanted they made you Meshuraya Kasuba, you bring her into your house, you're supporting her, and
no,
all of that stuff.
Was by Nesuin, no?
No, I understand. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is suggesting, I don't know what happened, I wasn't there, but but maybe what they said is that they said the way they made the sakana is you can't have bia until you make shavu brachas. And they arranged it that when the shavu brachas, it's after you do, you write the kasuba, you do the chuppah, da 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 da. That was the way they arranged it. Now whatever the issue was in Yehuda that they wanted to do it otherwise, so they found a way around it by making the shavu brachas earlier. Because that was the way they made the takana, even though.
And at that point, there's no iser of yichud, and there's also no iser of bia.
I get right. So, is there a separate iser of bia? Is there bichlal an iser of bia with panui and panuya? That's a big machlokas.
Is there bichlal? Well, especially if they're already aris and arusa, they're already.
So she's not even a panuya anymore.
She's not a
panuya. So, l'chora, I don't think anybody would hold that there's an issa daraisa with your arusa. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of things here. Feel free to shut me off.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about an issa daraisa. This is all dini drabonon. Definitely.
If there's a problem with panuya bar panuya, but aris and arusa.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's an opinion that Panei Abba Panuya is Asa Daraisa?
There probably is, but that's not really so relevant to us. I mean, Pashto was talking about an Issa Drabonon over here. Definitely talking about an Issa Drabonon.
Midi Raisa, what does Nesuin do?
I mean, there are chilukim, you know, as far as achrayis safar gedolim and metamelo, you know, and these yoshim tamelo, maybe yoshim depends, but you know what you hold as far as yoshishtei.
Also, according to the Rambam, right, that says that the berachah is a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. So again, what's the mitzvah here? Is it pru or vu, or is there something different?
It sounds like from Shana it's Pru Ruhu. That's what sounds like what the mitzvah is.
If it's Pru or Vu, then I forgot who it was that was switched the order that they did over. That said, you'd say the bracha after the kedushin, right?
Right.
Who was that?
The Riven. That's the what Riven. We do, right?
Riven. Right. So if the mitzvah is Pru or Vu, so. You still haven't done the, you know, what did you gain by switching it? You're still, it's still out of his control because you're not, you know.
You don't know.
Right.
That's the first half of the Rosh.
Should be another way.
The Rosh asked that question.
Rashi says, by the bracha in Yehuda Shemisiach Imar, Rashi says, Kala below bracha asur labala kenida. Therefore, lefichach mevarchim birchas chasanim mitchila. That's why they made the bracha of birchas chasanim at the beginning by Erisin, because they don't want the kala to be asa to him.
Mm-hmm.
It seems from Rashi that it's not. They didn't just do yichud; they did bia. Because
that's true. But was that the intention, or being that was a possibility as a result of what they were doing? So they didn't want to set him up for an iser. So that's why they backed up the Birkas Chasanim that the Hanhoga shouldn't cause what
the Sheva Brachas?
Yeah, right. It shouldn't cause an iser. Now, no. See, what Michael was just dealing with is that if you needed the chuppah for the heter, then you didn't gain anything, right? So that's what he was coming to explain, that it would seem over here that the iser that was given, even though it requires the birkas chasanim, but it doesn't require the chuppah, right? That's what he was trying to navigate.
Well, right? The lashon is kala below bracha. It doesn't say kala below chuppah. It says kala below bracha asur levayla kinida.
Okay. But I mean, yeah. Okay, maybe.
But did they make a different lashon in the Berachos Eris? I didn't hear the answer to that.
Either chuppah v'kiddush. I mean, Pash is the mashmois. That's what you want to know.
V'asa lanos arusos v'hita lanos anasus. I think chuppah v'kiddush. The whole lashon has to be changed for them if they want to make a Berachos Eris and they want to be miyachid and possibly do be after Eris. No.
Right. If you're holding it flatila, if you're holding like the Rav, that really they didn't want them to do it, but they made the bracha so they'll be over one less isser, then they don't have to change the. They really just still don't want them to do it, so they make the same bracha.
Is it usser or is it not usser?
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's usser. Is it? It's either usser or it's not.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what we want to know. V'hitulano, what was the heter dependent on? Is it dependent on the chuppah? So the chuppah you don't have. Right? If it's only dependent on the bracha, then you have. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a very, very valid point. Okay, but let's come back over here. We want to talk a little bit about the Birchas Chasanim. Let's see. Zoktig mor, ton rabbonim.
So this is one thing we were going. Rashi put in those words va'asar lanu. Did you? I guess sometimes I don't know.
Va'asar lanu. Which words?
When he was mentioning, he says va'ad rabbonim namim bavarchin v'tzivanu.
Right.
And then he says va'asar lanu. He could have left that out. He said kada ashkechan b'ner Chanukah. They put in the words of va'asar lanu. Seems like he's making a point to say, meaning to answer this question. I mean, that some people bring up that we don't normally make a birchas mitzvah and an iser. Did you understand it that way?
So I thought he was just referring to the drabonon. Where is the drabonon? No, v'tzivan al harois, that's taka deraisa, right? So where is the drabonon that we're mentioning in the bracha?
Oh, v'asalanu et arusos.
Right,
that's how you
meant.
Understood. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Cool. Fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so let's see. Zot Gimor. Omra Vihudo Vahusha Bo Ponam Chadoshes. This is on the bottom of Zion Beis, by the two dots, second to last line. Okay, this is where the Gimor mentions this din of Ponam Chadoshes. This that Birchas Chasanim could. Should be made kol shiva at all of the days of the shiva simei hamishten. The Mora says that this that we make all birchas chasanim is dependent whether there are ponim chadoshes or not. V'ushubo ponim chadoshes, and the Mora doesn't really explain too much what ponim chadoshes means, or maybe even how many is the ponim chadoshes, right? That's a question in the Mephoshim, right? The Lashon of the Gemara might suggest too. I call upon him, but we're not knowing like that.
Because panim itself is plural?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we know that, I think, I remember hearing, there's no such thing as a singular panim. Panim is no, there's no singular to that. There's, so
it says Sheba'u, it doesn't say Sheba'.
So, yeah. maybe that could be the explanation. So the Chadoshes, which is also Lashon Rabim, is for the Ponim Lashon Rabim, which is in Ponim. So now what this just a little bit about the Ponim Chadoshes, right? This is the Bottom Tosfos talks about this. Bottom Tosfos says like this: Omeri. The Panim Chadoshes ain't Kairi. Now let's see if we can translate these words in Tosfos. Panim Chadoshes ain't Kairi Elo b'bnei Adam shemarbim b'shvilam hasimcha yoyser. The Rish says that we can only consider Panim Chadoshes only if it's people, persons shemarbim b'shvilam. Hasimcha yoyser. What do these words sound like? Shemarbim bishvilom hasimcha yoyser.
Sounds like the Baal Simcha is making something special for that new face.
Oh, right?
Shemarbim bishvilom.
Right, exactly. Right? It doesn't sound like that their being there is a cause for greater simcha, which I think...
It's like they prepare more food for this person. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know what it, but exactly. It doesn't tell us how their mabim bishvilam, right?
But the bishvilam is going on the
shemabim bishvilam. That's what it sounds like. How would you translate this? Shemabim bishvilam.
You
would think that he would say that this person comes in and he makes the chassan smile from ear to ear, like he brings light into the room when he walks in. Now the chassan has added simcha. That's what you would think.
Right.
That's not what he says,
all right? Mm-hmm, right.
So the Bishvilam can't mean the Chasim and Kala?
Shemabim Bishvilam. Is that what it means?
I don't know.
Shemabim Bishvilam.
Yeah, but it's Marbim Bishvilam for the guests. Simcha Yosef, so they should also be Masameach B'Chasim and Kala more, too.
Okay, I mean, that's...
That's a
personal addition there. The point of it is I was trying to read the words themselves. We know what we wanted to say. Right, the question is what does it say here in the Tosfos? But now
maybe
yeah, let's hear.
Bishvilam means for the Chasan Kala. They didn't. Just happened to be there. They came specifically for this purpose. Maybe like they came for the Chasan and Kala. They didn't come just because they happened to be walking by and they pulled them in. Maybe that could help.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean that's probably regardless true, right? And this is a point or as far as the practical practice, you have to ask your local rabbi what to do, but
people use the waiters,
right? Yeah. Right. So it's not so posh, right? Like you said, it's not so simple to do that.
Or they get some random guy walking down the street, they drag him in, and they say, "You're the Panim Chadoshes."
Right.
They don't know the guy's name even, right. And he's definitely not adding
right.
simple to
the right. Now the truth is that in our practice. It is a little bit hard because anyone who would be from this class, you probably invite him to the chatam, right? So he was there already, right? So he's not a Panim Chadoshes. Right?
Doesn't the end of the Tosfos really explain what he's saying at the beginning?
Okay, let's see. He talks about Shabbos.
Right.
The Shabbos, the Chashvinim Panim Chadoshes, brings the source for that. Amin ba'agoda mizmer shirim ha'Shabbos on Kashbuch Panim Chadoshes bolukan noimar shira. That's the translation of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Hosam Nami, Marbim L'Chvoid HaShabbos B'Simcha V'Seuda. Right? So this this Michael saying seems to say, like we originally thought in the Tosfos, that because of this guess, that's the cause, right? We're ma'abar l'chvayt ha-shabbos b'simcha v'sudu. Ma'abar l'chvayt ha-shabbos b'simcha v'sudu, right? So that definitely seems to translate that the Vishvilam before referred to the guests themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, you know, in our practice, I'm not even sure what that would mean exactly, right? Is there any such as this, is such a thing that you do something different because of a guest, right? Because of the guest, yeah. I don't know. Such a mitzvah like that.
There's a Gemara somewhere that says when you go to somebody's house for Shabbos, which happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
It's also to think that they would have made this whole suda, even if you hadn't come. You have to believe that they made it for you.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. Definitely an extra seat. You know, it wasn't. I think it means that they intended to have them added. The same thing I said before, not just randomly, just happened.
So that's
be
yeah. So
by,
right. That, that's like, that's definitely true.
It was.
That's definitely true.
Plan,
right, right. But is that the whole thing, or
part of the
even
plan
someone
was to have new people come? It wasn't. It didn't. This happened by accident.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Or you may know that guest.
The entasis is mashma that what the idea is that well today is going to be a different kind of simcha. You know why? Because so and so is coming. Hmm. Now is does that really happen by us? Is that the feeling? You know, it's like a different shevroch because he's coming. I think you know, the way we look at it, I'm making what I'm making. You know, I'll invite him in because you know because I need him. I'm not making anything any different whether he would have come or he wouldn't have come. So that the way we do it doesn't seem to.
Well, do people like if people know they're not going to have panim kadoshos, do they make a big suda? Lamaisa, if they for whatever reason somebody they know this day we can't get, they still make a big suda.
I don't think it makes a difference. Yeah, I don't think so.
Also, one difference is that panim kadoshos actually can be happy about the marriage, like they're happy that this is happening, happy for them. The waiter really couldn't care less. You know, so maybe that's the difference between panim kadoshos and a guy in the next table in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they're coming, and even though like we don't need these extra people, but these people know them enough to be, actually feel happy for the person to come.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Care. So mm-hmm. that extra simple, you know, to when they walk in and say, "Oh, it's so exciting! I'm so happy for you," that adds. That little element, that 30-second.
So what you're saying? I think that's pretty much our outlook on this, right? Before Frank Cushions, whether in Tais speaks out that that's exactly the way we look about it. But I think that definitely the way you're saying is that's our feeling toward what it is that right that you know the happiness that they have with what's going on that you know sheds. Some kind of ray, new ray.
Right, exactly.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Mhm, mhm. So we would call that that they're enhancing the simcha, right? Rather than we're enhancing the simcha because of them.
I feel like there's another opinion that says that the ikur of panim chadashos is that this new person comes and says or hears the brachos. That they didn't hear.
So this the Tosfos read on the page over here, right? That's probably what you're referring to. See, by me, it's the very bottom line. Omari, Amar Bihushman Chalavis Pirish.
Where is it?
You see this that. Most Gemaras have on the side small print the Tosfos read.
Uh-huh.
Right? It goes alongside the Tosfos mm-hmm. and under. So the very last line in the Tosfos read on Dav Zayin on the Beis, when he's talking about Panim Chadoshos, Pirush, Birchas Chasan and Rahu Zayn Berachas. Shimhochi Tzorech Chanam Chadoshus Shadayin Leishomon. That was the point in the Taisis Vid. Right, you have that. That's what you have over there. Well, it goes on top of this. Right.
Yeah.
That. So from this Taisis Vid, Taka sounds like that. It's just the point is someone that didn't hear the brachas yet, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So that might be a source to be makel. That when we don't necessarily need someone. To add for him, that in order to make the brachas, we need to have someone that didn't hear the bracha before, and because of that person, that's what allows us to remake a bracha which was previously made.
If that would be the case, then somebody who came to the chasana after the chuppah, he didn't hear the share bracha for the chuppah, he left before benching, so he was there for the meal and the dancing, but he left before, he never heard it, he never heard the share bracha by the chasana, so he can fulfill this Tam Chadosh's requirement because Shalosh Shom.
Right, Lechari, right. Lechari, right. 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 So that, Now, according to this, one might ask, how does Shabbos work?
There's a
Pachad Yitzchak
that might answer
me. Okay.
Okay.
What do you say when
you're saying that you hear? Well, does he have to? Tosfos brings in Shabbos. Does the Tosfos Rid have to hold the Shabbos?
So it seems like that there is a source. I tell you the truth. I'm not so clear once you mention this that Tosis brings that a source that Shabbos is Panum Chadosh is concerning Birchas Chasanim from this Chazal. They don't give us a Amar Mokum over here, so I didn't know where to look this up. But it doesn't seem to be that this is necessarily talking in conjunction with the Shever Brachas. Right? Mizmah Shel Yemei Shabbos, the fact that Shabbos is here, that's a Panim Chadosh, isn't a reason to say Shir. But is that Panim Chadosh, a Panim Chadosh concerning, this halacha of saying Shever Brachas, wasn't so clear to me. So what you're suggesting is possibly, if we could say that Maramokim maybe is not a strong source, then you could maybe possibly say that it doesn't work. But then we would have liked to use this Taisis Rid, to be makel to use the waiters things like that. But then according to that, then you can't be makel for Shabbos.
Well, some say that on Shabbos everyone has an Hashem Yisera.
Yeah.
And the Shem Yisera is the Pan Chadosh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's okay. How some of Farshim say.
Each like person a new, is a new person.
A new person.
New person. You were
one of the rabbis, when he came out of the mikveh, Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, he was taller than he was during the week. He looked different. I don't know. That's what
he said. Okay.
It's along the lines of the Pachad you took.
Oh, yeah? Okay, very good. Very good. Very good. Okay, let's just see over here a little bit. All right. Okay, so we just touched on a little bit on the Panim Chadoshes. What the purpose of Panim Chadosh, what the conditions of Panim Chadoshes are, a little in the Vishayin. Now let's see. Dr. Gemara, what are the brachas? Yeah, Amar of Yehuda. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Baro Lechvoide. Now we know that of this the Shachar Brachas, Bar Pri Hagafen is one of the brachas, and where the Bar Pri Hagafen is by the under the Chuppah made the Bar Pri Hagafen first, and by the when we have it in conjunction with the Seuda, so the Bar Pri Hagafen is made last, right? So we're really talking about six brachas. Right? And a Bar Pri Hagafen.
Right? Why is it first by the chuppah?
can last by the.
Well, I know why it lasts by the city. You get make burger up right away and drink it.
Drink it. But they drink right away.
So, if
they say that the one who makes the bracha sometimes spills a little bit on his hand and drinks a little bit at the
under the chuppah, they don't drink any.
After the seven brachas.
Only after. Huh?
The answer to that lechayr is like this: is that this that bechal that we make the brachas al hakois, right? That gives the chashivas to the bracha to make bracha al hakois, and therefore the bracha on the kois, that will be a reason why it would come first to make the bar pi hagofen.
We do that Friday night too.
You make the other brachas are connected to the kois.
Now let's see. Okay, so that just clarifies to us, you know, as far as numbers are concerned, right? We refer to it as in our terms, we call it seven brachas, but we're really primarily talking about six brachas over here. Okay, so the first bracha, shehakol baruch lechvaydei, yoytzeh ha'adam, is the second bracha. Third bracha, sheyotzeh ha'adam b'tzalmai. Let's go like this. Okay, let's go back again. The first bracha is shehakol baruch hu, and let's point out like this. Right, the first bracha is a bracha which starts with a baruch. Shehakol baruch hu. Right, it's a takanuk tzara. It starts with a baruch, and does not end with a baruch. Shehakol baruch lechvoidai. Everything was created lechvoidai to stress, to bring out the covenant of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Now, why are we making this bracha, and what's the purpose of this bracha? So we know that Rashi says, in truth, that this bracha really doesn't relate specifically to the Birchas Chosen Vekalo. Rashi, in the middle of the Rashi over here, I'm going to pick out a little bit. Rashi says, El shakol baruch lechvoidei einam min haseder. Shakol baruch lechvoidei is not really part of the order of the brachas that Chazal were misakin, which are brachas which for the chos and the kalo. What is shakol baruch lechvoidei? Elo lasifas ha'om ha'nesofim sham. It's really a bracha which is relevant to the gathering of the people that came. Ligmal chesed, that people that are come that came to the chasna, important point also to that the purpose of coming to a chasna is ligmal chesed. It's a gemilas chasodim, right? As we mentioned before, right? So it's a chance that we have for a gemilas chesed. I guess even sometimes you're not in the mood, whatever it is, right? You know, maybe that's not so much the point, right? You know, the point is not for the person himself, right? We're doing this for the chosen and kala, or to do chesed. That's what it is. Ligmol chesed.
For their parents.
Mm-hmm. Ligmol chesed zeicher lechazdei hamokim shenoagim odom harishin. That what we're doing is an unbelievable thing, right? That we're emulating the ways of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam himself conducted with odom harishin. Shenoagim odom harishin shenaslei shushbin v'nisasik boy. Whatever. In whatever way that presented itself.
What does shushbin mean?
Shushbin, remember, this refers to remember the friends that enhanced the chasen and kala by the chuppah.
Oh, that's shushbin.
Right? That's what the shushbin is. There's we saw that there's even, right, maybe other jobs that they have as far as the besulim are concerned. But shushbinim, right, that refers to those that assist in the chasen.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know, creating the situation, creating the, uh-huh, the, you know, they're with them, trying to create. So in this context, what this is it's creating the simcha here. So the Rebbeinu Shelel himself was, Chazal tell us, that was Nasa Shushbin L'Odm Harishin. Now, the Asifa, what everyone who's coming is, and to some degree, maybe it's not, you know, specifically the Shushbin, that refers to a specific function, a specific, but It's a type of gemilas chasodim which is necessary by a chasana. So that's what that those people that are gathering, they're doing a great thing. They're expressing the midah of gemilas chasodim, and therefore that's the cause of a bracha. Vasifa zu kovet hamokomi. So this asifa is kovet hamokom. It is brings the honor to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This that we are emulating the ways of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.